The following is a Christians for Messiah Ministries production. Our mandate is to teach God's Word, train God's people, and release God's favor. We now invite you to listen to a powerful message by Dr. Peter Wins as he speaks on the book of Revelation. This is part of a 32-message series called Unexpected Fire. For further study, we encourage you to purchase the book Unexpected Fire by Dr. Peter Wins.
This is study number one in our Book of Revelation studies. This study is an introduction to the Unexpected Fire. Unexpected Fire is our book on Revelation. It is a powerful new study that we have put together that goes from cover to cover through the Book of Revelation, going through each chapter and each verse. We encourage you to get that book for more detailed study, and I know it will be a blessing to you. Let's open our time in prayer and ask the Lord to minister to us tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the fact that you have shown us what is coming. And we thank you that you are victorious, that you've given us your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our champion. Tonight, we welcome the manifest presence of your Holy Spirit to bring success to the preaching of the Word of God. We ask that the Spirit of Revelation would go forth. And Lord, we ask that your power and authority would be released in this place by the preaching of the Word of God. We ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Many people find the book of Revelation difficult to understand, but that is about to change. As we come closer to the end of the age and the time when the Lord will return, there will be more and more revelation that comes to us. The Word of God will become alive more than ever before. Things that were a mystery and unknown will come to full view for the Christian, and we will come to a place where we will walk in step with Him. At this time, we're also going to see more miracles and more power. More of God's Holy Spirit anointing will come upon the church as He calls us to partner with Him at the end of the age. This study on the book of Revelation is a 16-hour study. We will do 32 half-hour sessions. And with each session, we will look at another chapter or another section of the scripture and unfold more of what this great book has to offer us. The book of Revelation is a message from God to His people to get ready for what is coming at the end of the age. Nothing has been given more clearly. Nothing has been given that has more importance to it. And nothing has been given that is more powerful. Many people run away from the book of Revelation because they do not understand it. Some say, well, there's all different kind of views, and whatever will happen, so we don't really need to know about this book. But that's not what the Bible says, and that's not why the book was given to us. So as we go through these studies, I encourage you to open your hearts and to welcome the great teacher, the Holy Spirit of God, who is both comforter and teacher, and He will bring these things to understanding and help you as we go through it. And then you will be called to rise up in purpose with the Lord for what He is about to do in the end times. I'm going to give you in this introduction 8 different guidelines that will help us to understand how to read the book of Revelation and how we are looking at it through these studies. First of all, the book of Revelation has been given to God's people in order that they might have understanding. In the very first verse of the book of Revelation, we read, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show to His servants what must soon take place." So God gave these scriptures. He didn't give them to us to confuse us. He didn't give them to us so that we could stay in the dark. He gave them to us in order that we might know what He is about to do. And so as we go through this, let's open up our hearts and let's say, "Lord, teach us and show us your ways." Now, the book of Revelation has its own language. And once you understand its language, it will not be confusing to you any longer. Once a few minor details are given, this book will come to life for you. It has been given to you. And once you see a few things, it will become easy for you to follow through and to understand it. The second guideline about the book of Revelation is found in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. And there we read, "Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what has been written in it." The Lord tells us that if we read the book of Revelation, we will be blessed by it. It wasn't given to us to confuse us or to bring us into some kind of anxiety or even fear. It was given to us to be a blessing. If when you read this book, all you're receiving is fear, all you're receiving is heaviness and darkness and worry, then you're not receiving it with the same understanding that the Holy Spirit gives it. Because the Lord said, "Blessed are those who read this book. Blessed are those who take the words of this book to heart, and blessed are those who step into partnership and purpose with the Lord with regard to it." The third guideline for the book of Revelation is that it is absolutely relevant to us today. There is no book on the New York bestsellers book list that is more important or more relevant for us to understand than this book in the Bible, the last book in the Bible called Revelation. For this book tells us what is happening in our day and what will soon happen in the days not too distant from now. As I write this book, as I preach this book, as I teach this message, the nations of the world are lining up to fulfill its plans and the purposes of God. We are moving at great speed toward the unfolding of the great tribulation. When we hear of wars around the world and we see earthquakes happening and great hurricanes coming and hear of terrorist activity in the nations, all of these are just the foothills of the great mountains that will be coming soon in the book of Revelation, when it seems like the wrath of God comes with such power and such force, and the people of God are called into partnership with Him. This is a time to say, "Lord, teach me about this book. Help me to step forward with you in your purpose." It is the most relevant book that you can get your hands on. May the Lord give you understanding. The fourth guideline about the book of Revelation that I want to give you is that it has two main themes. The book of Revelation is, first of all, about the destruction of the devil and all of the evil that is in the world. The second theme in the book of Revelation is about God's blessings coming upon the church and Israel. The destruction of the devil and blessings for the church and for Israel. In fact, in a sentence, we could say that the book of Revelation shows us the completion of all that was ever promised in the Bible. Everything that the Lord said to His chosen people, Israel. Everything that Jesus promised when He was on the earth. Everything that the ancient prophets said would come to pass and are fulfilled in this book of Revelation. So it is an exciting book. The angels in heaven worship the Lord as this book unfolds. As we go through the book, you will find the angels will explode in extravagant praise and worship. It's as if the lid flies off and a volcano of a crescendo of praise comes into the heavens, because for millennia, the angels have waited to see the victories of our God. People on the earth who have died and gone to be with the Lord in heaven are waiting for the completion of everything that was promised. The whole of creation is waiting for this great end time victory that comes. As we read the book of Revelation, there is such excitement. It'll be the destruction of the devil and all of God's promises and blessings coming to Israel and the church. The fifth guideline that we want to give to you concerning the book of Revelation is that it is an unveiling of the future. An unveiling of the future. In fact, the word apocalypse literally means an unveiling. It means to pull back the cover and show what is underneath or what is behind it. As we go through each of these chapters, I will do my best to describe to you what will come to pass. As we go through this, some of the details are obvious. They are exactly what is recorded. Other details are symbols that need some explanation. For example, stars are angels, and the sea is a great body of people, and the lampstand represents the church. So the Bible tells us what these things are. Sometimes right there in the book of Revelation, we get the details of what each of those symbols mean. In other situations, we have to study through the Bible to find out what other verses in the Bible tell us what that symbol means. The Bible is its own best commentary. So if we want to understand something, we go searching through the scriptures and we find all the verses or all the words that have that topic or that theme written in them. And when we read all of those things, it gives us an understanding of the language of the Bible and specifically the language of the book of Revelation. So as we do that, it unfolds. It is unveiled to us. Now, there are four main interpretations or ways of handling the book of Revelation. There is the historicist viewpoint, and they say that Revelation can be divided into parts that each represent a period or a time, an age of church history. They claim that the problems and victories described in each letter to the seven churches, for example, line up with a different season of church history. And they would say that we are presently in the Laodicean age. That is the historicist view of the scripture. Then there is the preterist's view of the scripture. And they suppose that most of Revelation was completed during the lifetime of the first disciples. So when the disciples were on the earth, and when Israel or Jerusalem was destroyed, they see that as the apocalypse. And since that time, the book of Revelation has been unfolding. And all of it has been completed except the very end parts. So that is the second view of the book of Revelation or the way of handling it. The third perspective says that it is not a factual book at all. This is the idealist's view of the book of Revelation. And they say that it is a symbolic explanation of spiritual warfare written for God's people in every era. And it is given only to teach the church how to understand the attacks of Satan and the victorious ways of the Lord. And nothing in it is literal or actual. Now, I think that there is some truth in all of those viewpoints. But personally, my understanding of the book of Revelation is what is known as the futurist view of the book of Revelation. And that is a belief that the book is about the end times, that it has not, the details of the book have not come to pass yet, but they will. And we are given those words so that we can be prepared when it comes. The sixth guideline that we want to look at as we study the book of Revelation is that the book of Revelation is about hope and victory for the church. Too many people have a dark attitude about the book of Revelation. They have an escapist theology that says, get me out of here and let the world burn. But that's not the heart of God. His heart is full of love. His hand stretches out to save people. And this book is about his victory. I have called my book on this study, Unexpected Fire. And it's because there is so much unexpected fire that is coming. The world doesn't expect some of it, and the church is not expecting some of it. But the book of Revelation is all about fire. It's about the holy fire of God. Jesus is seen as a burning fire. When John sees him at the beginning, his face is burning like the sun, and his whole body is radiant. The angels, it says in the book of Revelation, are torches of flaming fire, and they are ministers of fire who are sent out into all the world to do the work of God. The prayers of God's people become a fire when they get to heaven. They burn on an altar, and the aroma of that fire fills the throne room of heaven. So the prayers of God's people are burning fires, as outlined in the book of Revelation. The wrath of God, the judgment of the Lord that brings destruction, is a consuming fire that will come down upon the planet. And the book of Revelation describes that in great detail. And then there are revival fires, as the anointing of the Lord comes upon the people of God, and they rise up with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Do you remember that the scripture says about the Holy Spirit, that he will come and baptize you? The Lord will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And when that fire comes, it is a refining fire, but it is also a kind of electricity. It is an energy. It is a power. It is like dynamite. And when revival fires come during the time of the great tribulation, the whole world will be lit with the glory of God, even in the darkest hours. And then the book of Revelation comes to its near ending with the picture of hellfire, which was made for the devil and his angels. So the whole book of Revelation is about fire. It's an unexpected fire. The sinners in the world, the people who do not know the scriptures, are not expecting the wrath of God to come because of the judgments, because of the curses, because of man's sin. That is an unexpected fire of judgment that is coming. There's also an unexpected fire that the church is not recognizing and is not expecting. And it's the fire of the Holy Spirit of God. We look at our churches today, and many of us feel that they are dry, and there are many struggles in the church. Too much gossip, too much in-house fighting, too much struggle against the ways of the world. It seems so difficult to raise teenagers in a world with so much seduction and so much attacks against them, where the spirit of humanism is pulling our teenagers in every direction. And sometimes a Christian can become somewhat disillusioned or certainly disappointed with what they see happening in the church. Many can almost give up hope, except that they know that there is no other hope for them except to trust in the Lord. But for many, it is as if they have hope without hope, because they're not seeing what the Lord has promised. They're not seeing what the Bible has promised. For Jesus said, "Do you see the works that I do? Greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father." And many believers say, "Well, I'm not seeing it. Why is there so much struggles?" But I want you to understand that there is a fire coming, and it will come at the end of the age, during the time of the great tribulation, the time when the book of Revelation has its apocalypse, has its unfolding. The revelation comes to light, and then there will be an unexpected fire of the Holy Spirit of God that will come upon the people of God, and they will rise up and move forward in the ways of the Holy Spirit. And great anointing will come upon the church. And the church will be full
of activity like you've never seen before. Their church will be full of kindness and mercy ministries. The church will have an anointing for miracles. There will be a holiness that comes upon the church. So our teenagers will not be turned to the left or to the right, but they will say, I'm going the way of my fathers, and I'm standing up, and the Lord will bring the wind of his Holy Spirit to back up those teenagers. And we will see great and mighty things happening because of the unexpected fire. So the sixth aspect of the book of Revelation, the sixth guideline, is that it is about hope and about victory. And as we go through this study, we will show you page after page how the Lord is bringing victory and raising up his people, and revivals are coming. Many of you have seen the dark side, but you haven't seen the light side. And you need to know what the Bible says. It says the path of the just is as the rising of the sun that gets brighter and brighter until the full brightness at noonday. And before the Lord comes, it will be a bright day for the people of God. The seventh guideline that I give you when reading the book of Revelation is that the book of Revelation is given as a timeline in chronological order. Please do not take one chapter and put it at the beginning, and another chapter and put it at the end, unless the Lord put it in that order. For example, many people take the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, and where Satan falls from heaven, it says there's war between Michael and the devil. And Michael, the archangel, overcomes the devil and casts him down. And then it says, woe unto the people of the earth, for the devil has come down to you. Many people, in fact, it's common theology to think that that 12th verse took place 10,000 years ago, before man was made. And so they take a chapter out of the book of Revelation. They don't understand how it can fit in chronological order, so they fit it somewhere else. And I want to encourage you to read the book of Revelation just as it has been given to us. Read it in chronological order. In other words, the 11th chapter follows the 10th chapter, and the 16th chapter follows the 15th chapter. If you read it like that, you will come to clarity on understanding what will take place. It will come to you as a step-by-step progression of God's purposes and plans for the end of the age. It will show you how bit by bit he will take the victory and lift it high with his people, and the angels will gather around and worship him. So the book of Revelation is given in chronological order. The eighth and last guideline that I wish to give you about the book of Revelation is that nobody who studies or preaches on this work can be definitive on every point. You cannot be. I say this to every teacher, and I say it to myself. We cannot be dogmatic about the details that are given in this book. But I believe that every generation, as they press into God, will have greater revelation on the book of Revelation than the generation before. Which means that each of us must be flexible. I love to sit down with scholars and say, let's debate the book of Revelation. And I love it if somebody can show me that I'm wrong on some point, because that will make me wiser. That will make me more complete. And I would love to sit down with many theologians who differ from what I am bringing forth to you in these studies and say, let's look at what the scriptures really say. And I encourage all of you, regardless of what you have been taught so far on the book of Revelation, regardless of the persuasion that you have, ask the Holy Spirit to continue to be your teacher. For I guarantee that all of us are needing adjustment. All of us need to be flexible in order for the full measure of the Word of God to come upon us. So let us approach this book with an open heart and say, Lord, you are the teacher. Will you show me? That's what I do. Every time I preach this book, I say, Lord, if I'm not preaching this correctly, would you show me? And every time I preach this book, it becomes more powerful. And I feel more fire and more excitement about what will soon come to pass. And a smile comes on my face, not because of the judgments that come, but because of the mercy of God that I see in it. May you also receive that revelation as you study with me through these 32 messages. Now, in my book, Unexpected Fire, at the very back, there is a glossary, a section which will give definitions of many different words that are given. I mentioned to you earlier that many of the words in the book of Revelation are given as symbols and signs, and they need definition and revelation. So I have given many definitions to many words at the back of the book. Also, I have given a timeline. Not that I can tell you when the Lord will return again or when the book of Revelation will begin, although I can tell you the signs of the times that hint to us the season that it will begin in, but I can't give you an exact time, an exact date. But as you start to read the book, once the clock starts ticking, we find that the book of Revelation, the Great Tribulation, takes place over a 7-year period. This is given in many places throughout the scriptures. It's given in the book of Daniel, as well as in a few places in the book of Revelation. It's given there in number of months, also in number of days. And in each case, they add up to approximately a 7-year period. Even the difference between the calendar that we have in the West and the Hebrew calendar, it still is about the same 7 years, regardless of which calendar you use. So I go through those 7 years. And by studying the book, I give a timeline at the end of Unexpected Fire to show how one thing falls after the other and approximately is it happening in the first year or the second year or the third year or so on. So there is a timeline at the back of the book. Now, our study that we are going through is designed to help you understand and have some answers for hundreds of questions in the book of Revelation. It is about the end times. It is about the great tribulation. We will discover when, what season the tribulation will begin and why this book called Revelation has been preserved for us for all of these years. We will hear the upward call of God to participate with heaven in the greatest victory of all times. There will be no battle, past or future, that will compare with the battle that will rage on this planet during the time of the Great Tribulation. We will discover the armies of heaven as we go through these studies. We will talk about the Almighty who sits upon the throne and the cherubim or seraphim who are around him. We will learn about the 24 elders who sit around that throne. They are human beings, humans who represent the people of God before the throne. We will learn about the hosts of God's people who are in heaven. For there are millions of people who are there right now. And all of them have access to the throne room. And all of them participate with God in his end time purposes. We will learn about the archangels. And we will learn about the millions of angelic troops We could call them angel soldiers. The Bible will show us and talk to us about those in the book of Revelation. We will learn about the Holy Spirit and, of course, Jesus, who is both the Lion and the Lamb. We will see Jesus function as the tender, compassionate Lamb and the victorious, undefeatable Lion from the tribe of Judah. We will also learn about the devil, about the beast, about the false prophet, and about the great prostitute who seduces the people of the earth. Already she is at work in the nations. And within your lifetime, those who are hearing this message, you know that the seductions on the earth have become more poignant, more intense, more destructive than at any other time in all of history. Through the media, through television, through magazines, through the internet especially, which are a great service in many ways to us, but they have brought the proliferation of seduction to the front doors of our homes. And there is a spirit behind this, and that spirit is called the great prostitute. And we will learn about her and her final demise as we study the book of Revelation. Each of these, the devil, the beast, the false prophet, the great prostitute, has an evil army and a government structure that needs to be uncovered, exposed, resisted, and defeated. And we will see that happen in the book of Revelation. Then we will learn about Israel and the powerful revivals that are coming. They're just around the corner. Our study will highlight the work of the overcomer as they overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they're not afraid to die. We will study the judgments that come, including the wrath of God, that will decimate the planet and reduce the nations to rubble. Eventually, we will learn about the fall of Babylon. Everything that is evil and wicked will tumble to the ground. At the very end, we will see the glorious second coming of Christ and the victory of heaven. Finally, we will study the wedding feast of the Lamb, the great millennium, the new heaven and the new earth, the final judgments of hell, and the powerful kingdom of God that is not negotiable, that is unstoppable. It will come as the glory of the Lord covers the earth like the waters cover the sea. So get ready, fasten your seatbelts, and we will have a great time together as we go through these 32 different messages of unexpected fire.